and thank you for joining me. I'm Roslyn Hyams. And I'm on the Parisian Suburban Express Line, RERD, which goes back and forth along 90 kilometres from north to southeast. It takes just under 2 hours to ride the line from one end to the other. ...600,000 people travel on this line every day during the week and 300,000 at the weekend. Imagine you're one of them, travelling to and from work, college or whatever, in and out of Paris, perhaps the same time every day, perhaps for the last 20 years since the RERD line was launched. Zoop, Faka, Zacco, Voop are some of the creative names given to the several special trains where today you can break the monotony and enjoy a slightly different experience. You can stroll up and down the carriage on your journey and take in some French cinema history. Each of the five carriages on these trains shows a different period from film archives, in black and white or colour, on a theme, thrillers or musicals or the latest films. It's a campaign/low-key exhibition marking the 20th anniversary of the line. The RERD has teamed up with French cinema heavyweight studio Gaumont. The production and distribution company also fated an anniversary recently, 120 years in 2015. And the anniversary events are, like a good film, still showing. Gaumont's own history is intrinsically linked with France's cinema history. For one, it's the oldest film company here. Just like it took its major anniversary exhibition first shown at the Cent Quatre Hall in Paris last year to places as far away as Singapore in 2016, Gaumont decided to take its cinema history to people who might not, in the normal course of their week, take steps to encounter it themselves. Ariane Toscan-Duplantier, one of the deciders at Gaumont behind the exhibition at the 104, explains that one of the aims is to liven up people's daily grind.
We don't ask people to come to the exhibition, we go to them. So that's a new way. And honestly, the RERD, I mean, the everyday, I mean, it's not so funny to take the RER every morning and every night. And they do have some trouble with the security, with the times. And it was a way to change, I hope, a little bit their traveling way.
So how did you choose which posters, which films, in fact, you were going to show in this exhibition on the train?
We did the choice with the SNCF, and we have started from the very beginning. So the silent film, the cameras, the really first time of the cinema. So for this part, I guess the simplest, the easiest way to explain just with the pictures how it started. And after, we tried to choose some very nice ones, some very decorative ones, and we choose. From now, the most famous film, just to be sure that some of the person in the RER was able to say, oh, I know this one, I know this actor, I know this actress.
So Gaumont has provided the RERD with reproductions of cinema posters and stills from its very rich archives that date from the end of the 19th century up till today, and they're plastered on the ceilings and walls of the train carriages. So now, commuters, if they lift their heads from newspapers or their smartphones or are travelling without a chatty companion or even with one, can ogle a favourite star or dream of another career or fondly remember a movie experience. But nothing actually moves except the train. Gaumont's Ariane Toscan-Duplantier explained why this time cinema had to be content with a static show.
We wanted to have some, but it was too complicated to put televisions with extracts and everything. So it's only pictures.
Will this kind of experience take Gaumont to a different type of exhibition where you could have trains showing extracts from well-known films that Gaumont has been involved in or shown?
I'm sure there is a new way to exhibit things, and it's very nice, and we love having a very classic exhibition. But it's true that now, with all the possibilities, the new possibilities with of course, the internet things. But there is so many things to bring things to people. And maybe it's not, it's a little bit old just to wait to have them coming to see an exhibition. And we have to think, and maybe we don't have enough ideas yet, but I hope we'll have tomorrow, new ideas to go to them.
Julien Dernois is in charge of the RERD line. He received me in his almost 120-year-old Belle Époque offices in the Gare de Lyon.
We were just celebrating this 20th anniversary of the line, and so we were looking for unusual events, and so we had this idea of, we came up with this idea of the train du cinéma.
Is that because you're a cinema fan?
Part of, but most of all, there is a strong connection between the SNCF, our train company, and the cinema. One of the very first movies that were ever done were the arrival of a train in the train station in La Ciotat. So from the very first years or even days of the history of cinema, it was linked with the trains. And over the last centuries, there have been these very strong connections. Everyone has memories of movies made in the trains. And because when you are in a train, you're traveling. It's a very good way and a very good image of what the cinema does with the people. And we already had in another line in Paris, one Versailles train. That is one train that was decorated with some pictures of the Versailles Palace. And it was very popular. And so we decided, you know, on this special occasion, the 20th anniversary of the line and the 120th anniversary of Gaumont, to do this project together.
The passengers are probably quite different.
Well, yes, we don't have so many tourists, even though we have a few sites on the lines. But cinema, that speaks to everyone. While the train has pictures from several dozens of movies, and everyone knows and can recognize this movie or this one. And I know people who have been traveling in one car, one day, and they try to travel in the other cars on the other days to find the other movies, and it's like, you know, an exhibition on wheels, and you know, people want to see each room in the exhibition, and so this makes every opportunity when the passenger can travel in this train something special. And you know, we have passengers every day posting on Twitter, I'm on the train cinema today, and they are very happy, and people are now telling, okay, the train will be in this station at this exact time. And I know that it's people are trying to catch the train. This train is an event in itself, and well, it puts a little bit of the magic of the cinema in everyday's life, and it's something really nice to see the people. I've been on the platform several times when the train was coming, and I could see the people watching the train, and you know, there was some magic in their eyes, and it's not every day that you can put magic in the eyes of commuters.
A little background music or audio of film extracts, if not images to bear it along, may engage passengers more. Something like this, for example. That's Adkey's compilation of music extracts from six Gaumont films, also commissioned by the oldest film company in France, to mark the 120th anniversary. Vive le cinéma! That's all we have time for this week. Thanks to Ariane Toscan-Duplantier and to Julien de Ornois, and to you for listening. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.